Hello, it's Scott. It's 4:43. So Chris Moores has been playing some bits of Mad Fincham when he was on Mark and Large show on Radio 1 back in the day when he was a student.
What are you doing, Cambridge?
I'm studying English.
Are you?
Yeah.
Studying English, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where?
Where?
Cambridge School of English.
Cambridge School of English, yeah.
There you go, all right then. What particular module are you on at the moment? What are you doing in your English at the moment?
Well, I've just this minute finished an essay on medieval Sir Thomas Malory.
Oh, Thomas Malory. Quite thick stuff that to get
it
through.
It was heavy. Yeah.
Yeah, they sound like they're really interested. Yeah, it's quite difficult though, isn't it? Yeah, whatever. You lost the phone. And then they play some clips of Matt Fincham's student radio show as well. But it seems that Matt Fincham's not the only person who now works at Radio 1 that, before they worked here, did call up some radio stations.
I'm really nervous now.
Check this out.
The next person we're going to speak to is Rebecca.
Who's that?
I can't remember.
Right, let's talk about her first, her voice.
The next person we're going to speak to is Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi, Rebecca. Where are you calling from?
Bridgewater.
Bridgewater. Right, so go on, tell us what you're up to today.
Well, I've just been playing on my computer and helping Mum with the lunch.
Oh, helping Mum with lunch.
I was as posh as you.
You were. Oh, that's so sweet. Well, what station was this?
I think it was Radio 5 Live, but it was Radio 5.
Oh, and how old were you, do you know?
About 9.
Right.
The next person we're going to speak to is Rebecca.
Hello.
Were you having a who can have the highest voice competition with the presenter?
I know it's off cassette, but like, what?
What's what is that?
The next person we're going to speak to is Rebecca.
Who put her on the radio?
Bless her.
Was she just doing that voice to make you feel better about having a high voice? Oh.
I've just been playing on my computer and helping Mum with the lunch.
Oh, you're so. Oh, I bet you were
multitasking.
Bet you're a really good kid, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you call them all the time?
Yeah.
Helping your mum with... Is that a typical Sunday roast that you've got there?
Yes, roast chicken.
Right, oh.
Well, I thought you were a vegetarian.
Yeah, I was.
Were you how old were you again?
I went vegetarian.
How old were you?
9.
Right, so when did you go vegetarian?
I was about 25.
Oh, right.
I was a vegetarian for a few months.
Right.
And I stopped. It wasn't a very good one, so I gave up.
And what have you been doing on the computer?
Playing a action game.
What kind of games are they? Action games like Grand Theft Auto or something?
Or similar.
Action game.
Yeah.
What sort?
Well, you're a caterpillar and you have to eat the little bug.
That's quite a nice one, isn't it?
Computers weren't very good then.
When was this?
I don't know, like in the '90s. I didn't even have a joystick. I had to make do with, like,
I need to hear that again.
Action game.
Yeah.
What sort?
Well, you're a caterpillar and you have to eat the little bugs.
That's quite a nice one, isn't it?
Oh, yes. That's quite a nice one, isn't it?
I love that game.
Did you want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, I want to say hello to Lorna, because I've been on radio before.
Yeah.
And I said hello to her, but she hasn't been listening.
Is she definitely listening today?
Yes, I'm taping it for her so I can take it round and prove to her that I said hello to her.
You definitely, well, you certainly did. No, I'm going to pretend. She didn't know this isn't radio at all. She's pretending this isn't radio. She didn't say hello to you live on National Radio 5. No, I'm only joking.
Seriously, why did you listen to her?
I only phoned up for the competition.
How often were you on?
Quite a lot.
Were you? How often?
I didn't get many toys as a kid, so I started to win them on Radio 5. I got an amazing scale extra.
Did you?
Yeah. Beat my action game with caterpillar and bugs.
That was out the window once the scale extra arrived from Radio 5.
Thank you for phoning in. And which of today's six was your favourite?
Temptations, My Girl.
Temptations, My Girl. All right, that's running away in the lead there. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that's surely a song from the 1960s. What year? Right, check. What year was this?
I don't know. I think it was, yeah, it must have been about 9 or 10.
Right. Okay. They play you a song?
Yeah. Well, I had to pick from a certain number of songs, so that was probably the best one. God knows what the other ones were.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so sweet. Mm. And that was Becky on Radio 5.
Don't find any more of them, please.
I'm sure there's many more.
Well, I've just been playing on my computer and helping Mum with the lunch.
From Hampstead or somewhere, aren't you? In London. Helping my mum with lunch.
I'm as posh as you.
You, I know. What is that about?
What happens? At what point do you
I don't know.
Also, was that Paul Daniels that you were on the show with?
And what have you been doing on the computer?
It's magic. Some people actually know who that lady is. Does it? It is a bit Paul Daniels.
The next person we're going to speak to is Rebecca.
Radio 1 at the BBC Electric Proms.